First on PM tonight, a developing mining disaster where at least 17 people have been killed and more than 40 are missing after a dam holding back mining waste burst in southeastern Brazil. A torrent of waste material tore through a valley, destroying homes and carrying cars and trucks in the slurry. The mine is co-owned by one of Australia's biggest companies, BHP Billiton. Local media is reporting that the town of Bento Rodrigues, with a population of 620 people, has been completely flooded by mud. David Taylor's been following the story.
Dozens of people are dead in southeastern Brazil after a dam collapsed, spewing rivers of toxic mud into the small town of Bento Rodrigues. It's still the early hours of the morning in Brazil, so until day breaks, BHP Billiton says it won't comment as to the extent of the damage. Chief Executive Andrew McKenzie.
But we are working very closely with Samarco and with Vale, who are our joint venture partner in Samarco, so that we can understand the circumstances better as quickly as practicable.
At a press conference in Melbourne, the boss of Australia's largest mining company was asked directly if he was aware of any prior problems at the site of the disaster.
We need to do a full investigation about things that may have happened in the past, but right now my sole focus is very much on making people safe and thinking about how we can clean up the impact of this incident.
He was also asked if he was going to visit the area, given the extent of the damage.
Well, we're both talking to both Vale, of course. I've spoken to Marila Ferreira and to Samarco about what is right and at the right time.
The state's Civil Defence Department hasn't been able to confirm the number of deaths yet. It says its rescue tactic is to get as close as possible to the scene and cover the rest on foot. Television images showed heavy trucks overturned, one car sitting on the roof of a house, and dozens of homes awash in red mud. Rescue teams were searching for survivors or bodies, and residents living in an area downhill from the dam were told to evacuate to higher ground. The structure that failed is a tailings dam, used to hold water and discarded minerals from a nearby iron ore mine operated by Samarco. The operation churned out 25 million metric tons of iron ore pellets and fines last year. David Lennox is a resources analyst with Fat Profits.
That news would have been put out to the wires prior to the market opening here in Australia, and we did see a significant fall on opening in BHP. It opened somewhere around 22.10 and collapsed away fairly quickly after that.
What specifically about this disaster? Obviously, there appears to be loss of life, which is a tragedy, but what is it about this particular disaster that's made shareholders respond as they have?
Look, the joint venture contributed something like 14.5 million tonnes of iron ore to BHP's production for 2015. So we would assume that with this unfortunate event that's happened in Brazil, that we would see production at that particular mine now closed, as obviously investigations will be carried out.
I'm sorry to hear about mine disasters as a human being, not as an analyst. It's devastating, and this is one of the great risks that anyone considering approving a mine development needs to keep it front of mind.
That's fund manager Roger Montgomery. Today's disaster is part of a long line of events that's done damage to BHP. In the middle of 2011, Australia's largest company was trading at over $45 on the stock exchange. Fast forward to the end of 2015, and the stock price is under $25. Analysts say the company is weighed down by debt and a huge fall in the price of iron ore, the miner's main export.
For three decades prior to 2004, the iron ore price traded between $10 and $20 a tonne. It's conceivable that the iron ore price could fall back down to where it was for those three decades prior to 2004. And that seems ridiculous when the iron ore price is where it is today, but if it fell to $10 or $20 a tonne, I wouldn't be surprised.
In 1999, the miner reported that 90 million tonnes of waste had been leaked into a river for 10 years in the western province of Papua New Guinea, destroying villages, agriculture and fisheries. It was traced back to the collapse of the Ok-Tedi tailings dam system in 1984 and the lack of a proper waste retention facility. It was the subject of a class action. The Brazilian company which operates the tailings dam in Brazil says it's yet to determine why the dam burst or the extent extent of the disaster.
David Taylor reporting.